All right, I want to bring your attention to a couple stories that are going really viral right now. We are seeing Donald Trump's political support truly fall apart right now. And I would say Donald Trump is under more political pressure right now than maybe he ever has been. I'd say it's similar in some ways to right after January 6th, where people thought, you know what, this is it. Donald Trump doesn't have a place in politics. Now, we saw how that went, but this is a key moment for this administration. I mean, Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene broke up. That's insane. That's crazy just saying that. And it's not just his base in Congress that he can no longer just wield however he wants as they're starting to fight back, but it's also individual voters as we see his poll numbers really collapse. And so I want to play a couple videos for you, viral videos that we've gotten from individuals who have turned their back on Trump, or some that have gotten into really bad situations because of Trump and are still sticking with him. It is crazy. Let's start here. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. You are the best. Click the link right down below. Hit subscribe on my channel. Why not? I love all of you so much. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, build something to, you know, combat a lot of the misinformation we are seeing and do it while uplifting Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028 and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this community and help us grow, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, let's start with this video. You got to listen to this because I think that this is something we're seeing so much of lately. It cannot be overstated. Take a listen.
And Willie, you told me that you voted for President Trump in 2024. Do you regret that decision? ¿Te arrepientes esa decisión?
Yes, 100%.
Why do you regret that decision?
That's because it's nothing that's true. It's not true. You know, and the first time he says something, and now, example, in the Latino people, we see everything is different. And the first time, example, he say he go to catch the delinquentes.
Criminals.
Yeah. And right now, he don't follow to criminals. He go to a specific to Latino people. Why Latino people? Because in the last Saturday, example, behind to me, I see the white people, the black people, and some people, Indian people, and Chinese people, and me. The DHS come specific to me and cash to me. Not other people, because don't care to other people, a specific Latino people.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up, frankly. Excuse my language, but it's the truth. It's exactly what we're seeing right now, which is the Department of Homeland Security and ICE essentially racially profiling. And they said they were going to go after the worst of the worst, these criminals, but we see over and over again in communities like this, this is North Carolina, Charlotte, where that's not the case. And the data doesn't back it up. They're just walking into predominantly Latino communities, Hispanic communities, and just profiling people. It doesn't matter if you're a criminal. It doesn't matter. We've seen U.S. citizens get arrested who are Hispanic, but obviously, you know, we're born in the United States. It is absolutely insane. It is absurd. And like I said, the poll numbers just get worse and worse and worse for Donald Trump. Listen to this.
We're seeing, you know, one of the big shifts in 2024 from 2020 was that shift towards Donald Trump, right? Immigration played a key role in that. I want to start off with Latinos on Trump and immigration. You know, back a year ago, what did we see on the issue of immigration? Latino voters trusted Kamala Harris more than Donald Trump, but by just 2 points. One, two. Look now at Donald Trump's net approval rating on immigration among Latinos. He is 38 points underwater. That is a 36-point shift, essentially, from where we were a year ago on immigration. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are basically tied on the issue of immigration. And now on the issue of immigration, Latinos despise, hate Donald Trump, 38 points underwater. In their mind, he is doing something absolutely wrong when it comes to immigration.
What about the Latino vote overall?
What about the Latino vote overall? All right, how do Latinos feel about Donald Trump overall? Let's take a look here. This, I think, sort of gives the game away. Yeah, oh my goodness. I mean, that is the phrase of the day. Trump's net approval rating among Latinos. In early February, again, he was just 2 points underwater. Look at where he is now. Late October, minus 34 points. 34 points underwater. A shift of 32 points over the course of this year. I should point out this is the CBS News YouGov poll, but I was looking at the averager polls. I was looking at our own poll. Very similar shift. 20, 25, 30-point shifts on the net approval rating away from Donald Trump. among Latinos overall. Again, whatever Donald Trump is doing in office, in the minds of Latinos, it is not working. They have turned against him in massive, massive numbers.
Yeah, and we're seeing this not just amongst Latino voters, but we're seeing this amongst all Americans on every single issue. I mean, he's underwater on every single issue. The top issues that got him elected, economy and inflation, excuse me. We're seeing Donald Trump right now underwater by 35 points. 35 points. Some polls say 28, some polls say 30, but that is insane. I mean, that's the main thing that got him elected. I mean, again, if only like 150 plus economists all signed a letter, wrote a letter and signed it at the bottom saying, please vote for Kamala Harris because Donald Trump's policies will invite a recession potentially by mid-2025. And Kamala Harris's policies are way better. And, you know, Donald Trump's policies are going to slow GDP growth and increase inflation. If only that happened, we did try to warn you. But seriously, like, people are sick and tired of this. There is no golden age. He's not going after just criminals. It's an absolute disaster. Take a listen to this story that recently went really viral on TikTok.
Just got deported, and not back to Cuba, but to a country in Africa. And by now, I'm sure you can guess who he supported. Watch.
The man who immigrated to the U.S. from Cuba when he was 9 is on a hunger strike while in Africa, hoping to get the attention of the man he once supported.
He was very pro-Trump, super Trump supporter. How we go from one moment of me hugging my dad and being with him all the time and just being his little girl, and then to he's just on a different country and just in prison. For what? He did his time years ago. Why is he in prison?
The 58-year-old is one of at least 5 men sent to a maximum security prison in the Kingdom of Eswatini over the summer, a small country in Africa criticized for alleged human rights abuses.
I don't even know what to say to people like him anymore, because you're a super Trump supporter who thought he was going to get a pass with this rap sheet, and now you're on a hunger strike. Hermano, he sent you to Eswatini. He does not give a shit about you. And to all the Latino men out there who are still supporting Trump, I'm going to leave you with these final words from this famous Cuban.
Pero no sé dónde empezar. ¿Qué te pasa? ¿Se te perdió el sentido? ¿Qué tú tienes en la cabeza? ¿No tienes nada metido en la cabeza? Está la cabeza hueca. No tienes nada ahí completamente. Un día de esto lo que te voy a coger como si fuera un pollito. Y te voy a coger el percuazo y te lo voy a poner aquí y lo voy a hacer.
Yeah, again, that is absolutely insane. And we've made stories like this before. I don't know if anybody remembers the guy who started Trump Burger. It's like this Trump, it was a restaurant, a burger restaurant. There's 2 of them in Texas. And the owner of the restaurant loved Trump. I mean, you bought Trump merch at the restaurant. The burgers were stamped with Trump in them. And he ended up getting deported. Take a listen to this story that also went viral really recently.
They turned off the cameras, excuse my language. And then they took my wife.
This man who wished not to be identified says his wife is from Venezuela and has lived in the United States for a few years. She was one of 3 people taken from this home. I'm told the 2 others were men who worked in construction. You see them here. This video, only 1 minute and 52 seconds long, we do not see his wife being removed from the home. But this is a picture of her that he keeps in his wallet. Her name is Vianis Ramirez, and he says she was in the process of becoming a United States citizen.
She already had a court date. She was good. Everything was good. He just came in and snatched her.
These are pictures from the Department of Homeland Security detaining other undocumented men and women in Broward County.
It's despicable what they're doing right now. It's very embarrassing.
President Donald Trump arrived at his Trump National Golf Resort in Doral Saturday, set to host GOP leaders for a conference. This man hopes this message makes it to him.
I get a chance to talk to you, man. Yo, please, man, let's work something out. So, you, man, let me keep my wife here in the United States, man. She deserves to be here, man.
ICE reports nearly 1,000 raids in the country on Sunday alone, which is up from just under 300 on Saturday. Here at the detention center in Miramar, things have been quiet for several hours, but we will continue to monitor this situation and bring you the developing news.
Yeah, absolutely nuts. It's despicable. It's so effing despicable. And more people need to talk about it because, again, it often feels like Donald Trump is politically invincible, but I promise you, he's not. He's not politically invincible. He would like to feel like he's politically invincible. He's not. It's not the reality. And right now, his base is fed up. Americans are fed up. Whether it's Latino voters, Republican voters, Democrat voters, white voters, I don't care who it is. Everybody is sick and tired of all of this. It's none of what he promised, obviously. And again, this base, this MAGA base that is still sticking with him, is so unbelievably racist and disgusting. Obviously, Donald Trump himself is somebody who has spit some really vile, racist, awful things, not just during the campaign, but previous to that. And you see it consistently with this group who feels empowered to do it. Look at Vivek Ramaswamy, who posted Happy Halloween with his children recently. And look at the comments on Twitter. Did you try to dress up as Americans? Get your whole ass family out of my economic zone. Get the F out of my country. I mean, look at this, is disgusting stuff. Go celebrate back in Indian. Like, these people are abhorrent, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day what you stand for. Obviously, Vivek Ramaswamy ran for president. He's very supportive of Donald Trump. This group has really started to show their true colors, and it is absolutely abhorrent. Again, another example of this, this is somebody who's been very pro-Trump on Twitter. There are good and bad Indians, which this guy, I mean, don't get me started on this individual, but I'm obviously one of the good ones, he says, and he starts talking about this. And then we have here, in my career spanning 40 years, I've never encountered this type of rhetoric. The right used to never talk like this, so who on our side, has legitimized this type of vile degradation? It's a question worth thinking about. And again, he's referencing a comment that someone made talking just horrible racist things. And he's absolutely right. We're seeing it over and over and over again. Take a listen to this individual who's detained by DHS and still supports Donald Trump.
Despite being detained, the 31-year-old says he still supports the work being done by ICE agents.
I showed them my ID, my passport, and my picture, and they confirmed that it was not me. They're doing their job. I still support what they're doing. Unfortunately, they called the wrong person, but I still support whatever they're doing. And I voted for Trump, and there are a lot of bad people in this country, to be honest with you, because they don't deserve to be here.
Look, I understand where this individual is coming from, even though it's hard for me to understand, right? Especially as a white American in this country. But, like, again, if you, this person does not deserve, I don't care what you support, you don't deserve to be, like, just, you know, basically rounded up by the Department of Homeland Security. And it's like, where are your papers? Prove to us that you're an American citizen. Because what? You are Hispanic? Because you look brown? What the fuck? I don't care who you voted for. That is not American. That is not how that's supposed to go. I would argue that's unconstitutional, although I guess the Supreme Court these days disagrees with my iteration of the Constitution. And we've seen people who are detained and they show or try to show that they're a U.S. citizen. It doesn't matter. We've seen U.S. citizens deported. We've seen people deported on accident. It is absolutely ruthless and disgusting. And again, we see this over and over and over again. This is Vivek Ramaswamy tweeting. And again, the replies here are disgusting. Christ is king. We're a Christian nation. Christ is king. Go fling your feces. And I mean, this is just, it's awful rhetoric we continue to see from this group. And my hope here is whether, you know, all of these political pressures combined, the Epstein files and how much of a just disaster that has been for the Trump administration, how he treats these communities, how we've seen, you know, inflation rise, the unemployment rate rise, the slowest pace of hiring this country has seen since 2009, excluding the pandemic, that Americans get together and that we're done with this guy. We're done with this movement, this hateful, awful garbage. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Some people, as I've been watching this, have said, you know, fuck around and find out. I don't know. Go back and forth. Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. I appreciate you. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you like on this video. Go check out my YouTube channel in the description down below, and I will see you in the next video.